Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We now know the names of the three U.S. service members killed during a drone attack on a base near the Syrian border in Jordan Sunday. The two women and one man were all reservists out of a brigade in Fort Moore, Georgia. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
These three fallen heroes were deployed to Jordan in support of Operation Inherent Resolve and the international coalition working to ensure the lasting defeat of ISIS.
The youngest among them, Brianna Moffitt, was 23. Officials say the drone used in the attack was Iranian-made. Some in Congress are calling for direct retaliation. Florida Republican Byron Donalds.
It is never our desire to wage war, but if you bring it to our door, oh, we're going to come and get you, period. And so I think that needs to be the response of this administration.
President Biden's been meeting with his national security team to consider all possibilities, including hits on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. Hamas says it's received a ceasefire proposal in the war in Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
It would have three stages and entail the eventual release of all of the Israeli hostages in exchange for a prolonged ceasefire and the freedom of thousands of Palestinian prisoners. Hamas continues to demand that Israel stop the war and withdraw troops from Gaza before any more hostages are freed.
Illinois' Board of Election is expected to vote today on whether to remove Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
After hearing arguments for and against Mr. Trump's disqualification, former GOP Judge Clark Erickson says the former president should be shut out of the March primary for his involvement in the January 6th insurrection. But it's not a done deal just yet. In a published opinion, Erickson added a higher court, not the State Board of Elections, should make the final decision.
Toyota says there are about 50,000 drivers out there with older cars that need to get them repaired because they have Takata airbag inflators that could explode and potentially kill them. The automakers issued a do-not-drive advisory that covers 2003 and 2004 model year Corollas, Corolla Matrix, and RAV4s. At least 26 deaths in the U.S. have been linked to the devices. A legendary songwriting duo is getting the nation's highest award for popular music.
And you can tell everybody this is your song.
Elton John and Bernie Taupin have just been named this year's recipients of the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. It'll be awarded during an all-star concert in Washington, March 20th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind us.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggeho, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lose 113-107 in Denver. 25 points and a triple-double for the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic. But new head coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks made him work for it as they try to improve their defense.
When he takes 25 shots, it means a couple things. Number one, he couldn't find guys the way he wanted to. And then number two, that means he had to force a lot of tough shots. That's what our defense has to be.
Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the second time this season and the 23rd time in his career. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, spoke to reporters about leaving the Phillies in free agency and why he thought the Brewers might offer him a contract.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. I've talked to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past. It just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's Brewers' first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a few flurries possible at times here throughout the day today. Another dreary one with a high of 38, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Gradual clearing tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Spirit Airlines shares have fallen 58% after a federal judge blocked a merger with JetBlue. So now the only way Spirit and JetBlue will merge is midair.
The Japanese movie Godzilla Minus One received a surprise Oscar nomination for visual effects. Also receiving nominations, the Godzilla prequel, Oppenheimer.
You guys get this? I heard about a man in California who set a world record by collecting 1,136 hotel key cards. Then he got back to the front desk and the lady was like, all right, maybe try this one.
Sorry.
That sounds good. All right, we'll try it again later. What am I going to tell you? Hey, I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. It's 6:07 at WRJN Radio. The name of the song was Waiting for a Star to Fall, and I had a joke after that. SNL once did a bit, and this is after Eddie Murphy had a lot of flops in the theaters, and I think it was David Spade was doing the bit, and he said... They showed a picture of Eddie Murphy, and he said, oh, look, kids, make a wish. It's a falling star. Eddie Murphy called SNL right there on the spot live to start complaining about that bit. It happened to be funny. But he wasn't laughing. Hey, did you see what happened yesterday? Were you watching at about noon or so? About noon, 11 o'clock at noon? Did you watch it? Did you see the phenomenon that happened? The sun came out. It was sunny. People writing on Facebook, I can't believe it. The sun is finally out. Yeah, I saw it yesterday. It wasn't out for a long time, but it was there. So we know the sun is there. Cloudy today with a high near 40. Cloudy. Lows around 31 tonight. Sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. It's springtime tomorrow. Put away the winter coat. We're ready to go. Don't forget, we're not ready to go. 24 inches of snow, 2011 on Groundhog Day. So we're not ready to go. Hey, coming up a little later on, this hour, as a matter of fact, give away some more tickets. WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage. Now, this is coming up on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows all around the world. Soul performer hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at WIStateFair.com, WIStateFair.com. And all this week, I'm giving away tickets in the morning. And you know what? Want to do it right now? All right, let's give away a pair of tickets right now. Phone number to call is 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I just opened the phone line. So give a call if you want a pair of tickets to see Lauren Daigle at the State Fair main stage Friday, August 9th. I got a pair of tickets waiting for you. 262-634-9756. It also spells 262-634-WRJN. There you go. Call for a pair of tickets right now. We'll have somebody answer the phones here. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJN Radio. What do I have for you? Oh, Ron Fayola's coming in this morning. And we're going to talk about Wisconsin supper clubs. He's coming in at 7:06. He'll be in studio today. And if you don't know what a supper club is, we're going to tell you about them. They're all around the state of Wisconsin. And there are websites and there are Facebook pages dedicated to the supper clubs around the state. I've been to a couple of them. I was one in Greendale. I was one in Hazel Green and one right here in southeast Wisconsin. Hobnob is a supper club. So what exactly is it? Because people say to me, well, what's a supper club? Well, we'll tell you. That's coming up with Ron Fayola. And he wrote a book about it, a big coffee table book, which I happen to have in the studio. We bought it. I'm going to have him autograph it for me. Like autographs. So that's coming up this morning at 7:06. All right. Let's see what's happening here this morning. We're on our phones too much. Do you need me to tell you that we're on the phones too much? All right. Some of us use our smartphones worry-free. Most of us don't. They say we're getting anxiety from our cell phones. And you know what? I believe it. Here are four ways we're getting anxious from our cell phones. Doom scrolling. Now, that's when you constantly search for disturbing news, even though the news never makes you feel any better. I think we all do that. Want to see what's going on. And news generally isn't good. Avoiding people by using your phone. The inability to put your phone down. You know, I catch myself doing this all the time. I'm sitting in the living room with the TV and the cell phone's on the table next to me. I'm constantly picking it up and turning it on. Constantly. So what I did was I leave it in the bedroom. Just leave it in the bedroom, shut the door, and if somebody's trying to call me, fine, you'll call me later, leave a message. But I started doing that because I was going nuts. I was picking up the phone for no reason whatsoever other than to turn it on and look at the screen. There was nothing I was looking at, really. So I stopped doing that. And how about this? Do you ever panic when your cell phone stops working? I do. If it's not working right, all of a sudden I turn it on and try to make a call and nothing happens. Or I turn it on and there's a message on there, I start to panic. I do that with computers, too. When I turn on my computer at home, I start to panic when I turn it on and there's a message on there or some kind of odd thing on the screen. I do. I can feel my heart start to palpitate. It is kind of scary. So your phones are making you anxious. These pretzels are making me thirsty and the phone is making me anxious. MovieWeb.com put together a list of the best cartoon characters of all time. They had like 50 of them on there. I only got the top five for you here. Number five was Fred Flintstone. Classic. Yabba dabba doo. Number four, SpongeBob SquarePants. They made a Broadway musical based on him. Number three, and I like the way they put the entire Simpsons family together. They couldn't single one out, so we got the entire family together. Number two would have been my number one pick, Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? And number one is Mickey Mouse. When was the last time you really saw a Mickey Mouse cartoon? Bugs Bunny's all over TV. But I don't think you really see many Mickey Mouse cartoons. Oh, hello there. It was even a bad voice. Oh, hi, Minnie. It really wasn't a good voice either. But Mickey Mouse came out number one. I still think Bugs is good. Daffy Duck is one of my favorites. Yosemite Sam, Sylvester and Tweety Pie, all the Warner Brothers. How about, do you remember the character Foghorn Leghorn? I say son, son, come here son, I say son. Popeye was not on the list at all. Popeye was great. Popeye. I like Popeye. Anyway, Bugs Bunny is probably my favorite. He does everything we would never do. Well, this is kind of interesting, if not disturbing. Alyssa Milano started a GoFundMe page to raise money for a trip for her son's baseball team. Now, Alyssa Milano is worth millions of dollars, and she's married to a guy independently wealthy, also worth millions of dollars. People are kind of upset with that she's trying to get money from people when she's got millions and millions of dollars. And so is her husband. And she's looking for people to make donations to get her son's baseball team to a tournament. Yeah. All right, do you ever go to the bathroom in a convenience store? You try to avoid them, right? You know, unless it's an absolute emergency, you don't want to use the bathroom in a convenience store. All right. A convenience store chain in Kentucky wants to change all that. They put red buttons in their bathrooms, so when you go in their bathroom, you hit the button, it activates a disco ball and plays disco music, turning the restroom into a secret dance club. Yeah, that's where I want to have a dance club, in a convenience store bathroom. I barely want to go in those things, and now they're having a secret dance party. But it's got to be just you. You can't bring somebody else in the bathroom with you. I mean, you know, those convenience store bathrooms are one-person bathrooms. You're really going to bring a bunch of people in there and have a dance party in the bathroom? Especially when it's like a gas station bathroom. Do you really want to use that thing? I think I used one gas station bathroom in my life. I walked in there, and the place hadn't been cleaned ever. Everything was full of rust and dirt and filth. I was on the road traveling, and I didn't have a choice. So I had to use it, but I wanted to boil myself when I got out of that bathroom. Just stick myself in boiling water and disinfect myself. Yeah. Odd but true. I got to ask Mike Clemens if he knows this. There have been 4 outdoor basketball games in NBA history. 4 that were played outside. All of them were preseason games. All of them included the Phoenix Suns. The most recent one was 2010. When I read this the other day, when I was putting this together yesterday, actually, I was thinking to myself, I've never seen an NBA game played outside. They were preseason games, but still, there were no basketball arenas outside because you can't play basketball in the rain, obviously. You can play baseball. You can play football in the rain. That's about the only sport that's played in the rain. Did you see this in the news? I saw this on ABC World News. A skier in Lake Tahoe got stuck in midair on a gondola for 15 hours in freezing temperatures last week. Employees didn't realize she was up there until the restaurant started the lift the next morning. Not the restaurant, the ski resort started the lift the next morning and dumped her at the bottom. She says she screams for help so long she lost her voice. She didn't have her cell phone with her. Luckily, she's okay. Firefighters checked her out. She decided not to go to the hospital, but there's no word if she plans to sue the resort or not, or if anyone even got fired. The resort is investigating what happened. You know, there must be protocols to check those things before. You know, you got to check those things out before you turn them off. Wouldn't you want to make sure? You know, when I used to work at a radio station where I was the only one in the building, I used to check all over the building to make sure that nobody was there before I locked up and set the alarm. These people are running a ski resort. How did they not know somebody was up there? 15 hours she was up there. Whoa. Wow. Cloudy today with a high near 40. Cloudy, lows 31 tonight, but get ready tomorrow. They're claiming mostly sunny with a high near 42. Let's hope they're right. Ron Fayola's coming up. We're talking about Wisconsin Supper Clubs at 7:06 here at WRJN Radio. Keep it right here. A Civic Media station. Hometown Radio refreshed. I'm Don Rosen, 6:18 now.
And sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Kevin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
Better than the King, Elvis Presley. And I saw a couple of Elvis Presley movies recently. Not you know, the biopic movies, including that one Priscilla, which I just didn't like. But he wasn't a nice guy, Elvis. Not to his wife Priscilla, anyway. He was kind of nasty, and that's probably why she divorced him. But, you know, we get this image of Elvis Presley. And according to some of these biopics, he was not a nice man. Not when it came to his wife. 45-year-old gamer who goes by the name Bread. 45 years old and he's on computers all the time playing video games. Anyway, he did it for a good cause. Listen to this. Not all gamers are sitting there playing games for no reason whatsoever. This guy raised a bunch of money for a children's hospital in Rhode Island. It happened this month. He played games for 24 hours straight, streamed the whole thing online, and raised $100,000 for a children's hospital. Kudos to this guy. Who knew that just being on the computer playing games would pay off big time like that. Kudos to him. Now, this is kind of disheartening. The U.S. government released a report saying it would not be able to defend itself or anyone else against aliens. I assume they're talking about space aliens. Well, so it's like every person for themselves. That should make you sleep the sleep of angels at night. So what do we do? The aliens are coming. Run for your lives. I mean, what do you do? You think the aliens are going to come down? They say it's... We always think of aliens like in the movies, where they're big monsters or they look like us. And they say they're going to come down as, you know, little spores or little, you know, microscopic bacteria or something like that. That's what they claim. Well, I don't know how they know, but that's what they claim. So, I don't know if they come down. I keep thinking they look like that movie Aliens with Sigourney Weaver. They come down. Then I'm running. I'll just stick my head in the hole. Sleepovers. You ever sleep over at your friend's house when you were a kid? Yeah, everybody did that at one time or another, right? Yeah. I used to love sleepovers. We used to get a bunch of it was only the guys that slept over. And obviously, the girls didn't sleep over with us. Although, when we did sleep out in the backyard, the girls slept with us. You know, we slept in the backyard in tents and everything. But when you slept over someone's house, it was a good time. You stayed up late. You goofed around. Then all of a sudden you dozed off after bad-mouthing all your friends. Okay, sleepovers may be a thing of the past. They're replaced by sleep-unders or late-overs. The idea is that parents may pick up their kids and bring them back home to sleep because they feel like it's better and safer for the kids to sleep in their own beds. It's part of childhood, sleeping over your friend's house, having a lot of fun, doing things you shouldn't do. Yeah, I slept over my cousin's house once. Didn't live that far from me, but I slept over his house. In the backyard, he had this giant woods, the big woods. And I remember sleeping at night, getting up, looking into the woods, saying, I think I see something. I mean, it was like Bigfoot woods. That's the type of woods it was. And I remember getting up, looking out the back, and saying to myself, I think I see something. Something's moving. And there probably was something moving, a critter or something. But I didn't know, and I was, you know, I didn't have a woods near my house. And I said, quick, Glenn, get up. Look, look, look. I see eyes. I was like, you know, you see these critters sometimes when light hits their eyes, look like jewels. I remember being terrified. I ran back in the bed. I said, oh, close the windows. I had a great time. But they want to get rid of that. They want to get rid of our whole childhood. All right. If you're looking to eat healthier, this is probably not what you want to eat. It sounds delicious, but I'm sure there's no health value. It's from KFC. They announced a new thing called mashed potato bowl. Here's what's in it. Mashed potatoes, topped with macaroni and cheese, bacon, and is covered with more cheese. Now, how in anybody's book is that healthy? There's no way that's healthy. That comes with a, you know, a heart thing. It comes with a, you know, angioplasty to clean out your valves and clean out your arteries in your heart. It sounds good, though, doesn't it? Mashed potatoes topped with macaroni and cheese, bacon, and the whole thing is smothered in more cheese. Doesn't it sound like it's, you know, get the gurney ready, call an ambulance. I'm going to eat this thing from KFC. It does sound good, though. Showbiz news. Rich, one of our account representatives here, mentioned this yesterday, and I just saw it. He's a big fan of the Despicable movies, and Despicable 4 hits theaters on July 3rd. I got to tell Rich, he's got to get his seats, reserve his seats for Despicable 4. Martha Stewart working on a tell-all documentary for Netflix. I'm sure she's got a lot to tell, too. Hayden Panettiere, is that his name? Hayden Panettiere, says the writers on Nashville. I used to love that show, Nashville. We're using some of her real-life personal issues for her character's storylines on the show. And a movie about Pharrell Williams is in the works with Legos. It's called Piece by Piece. It's theaters October 11th. I remember when the first Lego movie came out, I was telling Brett Hoffman, I said, no way this thing's going to make money. No one's going to go see a stupid movie about Legos. One of the biggest movies of the year. What do I know? I said the same thing about the Super Mario Brothers movie and Barbie. I said, no one's going to want to see those dopey movies. The biggest movies of the year, up for Best Picture of the Year at the Oscars. Did you hear what they said? Godzilla Minus One is up for an Academy Award. Now, if you go to the theaters now, it's Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. They took out the color and made it black and white. It's up for an Academy Award. And I like the fact that you could see the prequel, Oppenheimer. The thing that started Godzilla. And when you think about it, that's what did start Godzilla. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's where they claim Godzilla came from. So, a lot of truth in that. Here's a fun fact for you. Cans of Diet Coke will float in water, but cans of Coca-Cola will sink. Diet Coke floats, Coke sinks. It's because of the sugar in Coke weighing 39 grams and the sweetener in Diet Coke 125 milligrams, which makes Coke denser so it sinks. Who knew? The next big trend in clothing could be stuff you almost never have to wash. Companies have started using new fibers and treatments to make clothes that won't stink, even after you wear them for weeks or months. Yuck. Which is good for lazy people and good for the environment. Really? You want to wear clothes that you haven't washed for months? That's something not right about that. Let's see what else we have for you here. If you want to save some money, don't take your phone to the grocery store. Two recent studies have found that the average person spends 41% more on groceries if they use their cell phone while shopping. People are on their cell phones everywhere. I like when I watch these videos, the police videos. Cops are trying to get, you know, their license and registration when they stop. And they're on their phones. That's why they're being stopped, because inattentive driving. Everyone's on their phones. You go to the supermarket, everyone's on their phones. You go to the checkout line, everyone's on their phones. I don't get it. Hey, Ron Fiola's coming up at 7:06. We're talking about Wisconsin Supper Clubs at WRJ. And we have more tickets to give away to Lauren Daigle coming August 9th to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage. Your chance to win tickets straight ahead at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen here at Civic Media's Hometown Radio. Refreshed WRJN Radio. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM also.
This.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's a theme we're noticing in a lot of our winter conferences: data, data collection, data sharing, and the story of sustainability. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news as we get started on a Tuesday morning. Tim Trotter is the CEO, Executive Director of Edge Dairy Cooperative and the Dairy Business Association. He said one of the reasons why you're hearing so much about data collection and data sharing this winter is because it's such a critical component to keeping the trust of not only our food partners, but our consumers.
Know your data. Your data is your friend, because the majority of farms, the vast majority of farms, are very sustainable. The problem is we have a story, but we don't have data to share.
Right.
Just tell me how this happens. And we see it happening in communities. You go up into Kewaunee County where, yes, you know, dairy farms were, looked as the big ugly machine up there. Now we have a really good rapport because those local farms are sharing their data with their communities. They're seeing better regulations. They're seeing more connection, and the marketplace is responding to it. We have brands wanting to see the data on farms as a way to leverage more value back to the farm.
Tim Trotter, he is the Chief Executive Officer for Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. He says you are going to continue to hear more and more about the data you generate on your farm and trying to safely share that with your vendors so that the consumers remain trusting of Wisconsin farmers. Well, how much do you trust the numbers as we get started on a Tuesday morning? Had a pretty good day again yesterday as far as our dairy product prices. I'll give you the latest update next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Not a bad day in dairy yesterday. Barrel cheese went up 8 cents to 155. 40-pound block cheese up 7 and a quarter at 161. And AA butter, another 4 and a quarter higher, 280 and a quarter. March corn's down a penny. December new crop unchanged at 474. March soybeans are up a penny. November new crop at 1179. And July wheat's unchanged. I'm Pam Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a few flurries possible at times here throughout the day today. Another dreary one with a high of 38, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Gradual clearing tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Everything hurts. Last week, I woke up, I asked my wife, I was like, hey, did I play rugby yesterday? She's like, no, you shook a can of paint for me. Went to the doctor to get checked out. He said, everything's really good. He goes, I do want to let you know, though, you are pre-diabetic. Who isn't, right? Come on. Why would you even tell me that, right? Do I have diabetes? He goes, no. But I could get diabetes? He goes, yes. Okay. Do you have diabetes? He goes, no. I go, but could you get diabetes? He said, I guess so. I go, let me tell you something. You're pre-diabetic. No charge. That's on the house. Are you alive? Yeah, you're also pre-dead. Sorry about that.
Six WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Cloudy today with a high near 40. Cloudy lows 31 tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 42. But away the winter coats. Not yet. Right now, cloudy, 37 degrees in Racine. You know, it was sunny yesterday for just a couple of minutes. Sun did come out. And I looked outside and I said, oh, what's going on? What is this out there? Something's going on. And, what? Oh, the sun is out. I woke up this morning, everything was wet. It must have rained again last night. Which is better than snow. Which is better than waking up and going, you know, start shoveling it, you know, when I get up in the morning. At 6:37, let's check news this morning. Compiled and written by Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, is in our news center today. Some of the stories we're looking at. This isn't a discussion about actually building a train line. It's about allocating money to study the process of building a train line. Racine Transit Director Trevor Young spoke before a Racine City Council committee last night where federal grant money was allocated to study the creation of a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee train line. The city of Racine got a $5 million grant from the feds to research the passenger rail service connecting the cities. Chrysler Kaiser did not appear in Kenosha County Court. Crystal Kaiser did not appear in Kenosha County Court as scheduled yesterday, with warrants still out for her arrest. Kaiser is the Milwaukee woman who spent nearly 2 years in jail in connection with a 2018 homicide case. She's accused of killing a man she says was trafficking her. Kaiser is facing new charges of felony bail jumping in Kenosha County, in addition to a disorderly conduct charge in Milwaukee. Kenosha's Gateway Campus is used as a backdrop yesterday to tout a new healthcare effort statewide. A new task force was established yesterday by an executive order signed by Governor Tony Evers in response to the state's increasing need for healthcare personnel. Evers took a tour of Kenosha's Gateway Technical College and said the state needs to be a partner in helping educators train the next generation of healthcare professionals. The governor wasn't the only reason for the squads at Gateway in Kenosha yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department held their annual promotion and awards ceremony at Gateway, recognizing various staff members for their service to the community. And a plea deal has been reached for a man charged in a Racine homicide that killed a 14-year-old 2 years ago. 29-year-old Krishawn Clemens has made a not guilty plea to charges of homicide in possession of a firearm by a felon late last year. In court yesterday, a status conference was held where information about the plea agreement was shared. Clemens is charged in connection with the death of a 14-year-old Eugene Henderson. A plea hearing was scheduled for March. Those are the stories that Stuart J. Waddles is watching in our news center today. He'll have updates on those stories and more throughout the day right here at WRJN Radio. It's 6:39. Coming up in a few minutes, and about a half hour from now, a little less than a half hour, Ron Fayola is going to be here. Ron is the author of Wisconsin Supper Club's big coffee table book. I've got it right in front of me here. My wife and I got it a couple of years ago. We take it with us when we go on trips around the state and try to hit supper clubs. Now you say, what's a supper club? Like a diner? Not quite. We will get the definition from Ron. I have trouble doing those. When some people say a supper club, I know in my head what it is, but it's hard for me to describe it. So we will describe it when Ron gets in at 7:06 this morning. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Also coming up, we've got tickets to give away, some more tickets to Lauren Daigle coming to the main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair on Friday, August 9th. Your chance to win some tickets coming up shortly at WRJN Radio. Hey, want to save some money? We did that story, didn't we? Yeah. According to this new survey of office workers, the average person has gained 12 pounds since they started their job. More than 90% of them say their job gets some or all of the blame. Some of the main reasons we gain weight at our job: snacks at the desk, sitting all day long, going out for lunch, being too tired to exercise, and office birthday cake. Do you remember the episode on Seinfeld where Elaine was getting these sugar highs because they kept celebrating different things at the office? There was a cake every day, whether it was a birthday, an anniversary, or just be happy day. They had cake all the time. And she said, you can't deal with all the sugar. No more cake. But they kept bringing cakes every day. One out of three adults say they still sleep with a comfort object from their childhood. This includes things like stuffed animals, a blanket, a blankie, or a special pillow. Not me. I don't have anything from my childhood. I don't have anything. I didn't sleep with anything. I will say this much, though. When I was a kid, 8, 9 years old maybe, I started sleeping with a fan blowing on me because my parents did. So there was a fan in my room, and I started blowing on my face. 8 or 9 years old. To this day, I still have a fan blowing on my face when I sleep at night. Now, it's not as odd or as, you know, uncommon as you might think. My sister-in-law sleeps with a fan blowing on her. My nephew does. I know a lot of people that do. I have a little fan, a clip fan, on my nightstand, and it blows on my face all night long. It's about 8 inches from my face. When I get up or something and it blows on my wife's face, she says, move the fan. She can't stand it blowing on her. I don't know how you can sleep without it. When I went overnight to Chula Vista for our Christmas party, I forgot to bring the fan with me. I have two portable little tiny fans I bring, you know, I have in the house, and I forgot to bring them. And I was up all night. I didn't sleep a wink. It was too quiet. Didn't have a fan blowing on me. When I was in the hospital with surgery, this is about 13 years ago, I asked the nurse, because I knew I was going to be there a week. And I said, do you have a fan that, you know, we can bring into the room? She goes, are you hot? I said, well, no, I need the fan blowing on me to sleep. She goes, really? I said, yeah. She went down to the basement of the hospital and brought up this big Lawrence of Arabia sandstorm fan that when they use to film the sandstorms in the movie Lawrence of Arabia, one of these big fans. Anyway, she brought it up. It was an oscillating fan. And she set it up, and I said, thank you. I'll be able to sleep now. So my surgeon came in to check on me, and he's looking at the fan. He says, you know, this is blowing right on you. I said, yes, I know. He said, do you want it blowing on you? I said, yes. He said, how are you going to sleep with that blowing on you? I said, I can't sleep without it. And you know how they come in hospitals, they come all night long to wake you up to take blood pressure and do stuff like that. Anyway, all night long they would come in, and the first night they would put the papers on the table in front of me, and they'd blow all over the place when the oscillating fan blew in that direction. So the nurses wised up real quickly, and they brought paperweights in. And they had all these paperweights on all the desks. So when they brought papers in, they put the paperweight down. So the fan wouldn't blow their papers all over the place. I don't know how people sleep without them. I really don't know. I don't know how you guys get to sleep without a fan blowing on you. Here's a fun fact for you. The switch to daylight savings time could have been worse. I know people don't like it. One of the original plans was to set the clocks forward 20 minutes every Sunday in the month of April. 20 minutes at a time every Sunday. Oh, that would have gone over smoothly. Who came up with that dopey idea? There's no documented case in history of a pirate ever making a treasure map. Calling someone a chicken doesn't make sense because chickens are actually braver than other birds. And the voice of Siri on your cell phone comes from a voiceover artist named Susan Bennett. She was hired to record a bunch of phrases and sentences by a software company back in 2005. And Apple eventually bought the software and the recordings, and she became the voice of Siri. Interesting. This is so true. Scientists have figured out why the trip home always feels shorter than the trip there. You zone out on the way home because you're not excited like you were on the way there. And since you've already seen the scenery, it doesn't take you out of the zone. In other words, you don't really notice the time passing, so the trip home is always shorter. That is so true. A survey found the top ways we waste time at work. Do we really waste time at work? Texting, surfing the internet, and gossiping. And the most ridiculous ways people have been caught slacking off on the job, taking a sponge bath in the bathroom sink, searching online for mail order brides, and going outside to slash a coworker's tires. Mind if I take a quick break? What are you going to do? Well, I want to slash the boss's tires. I'll be right back. Really? People have done that on breaks? Wow. Okay. Good thing I have good relations with everybody here at the office, so I think. Feeling a stomach ache coming on? According to a study, we ingest so much plastic, it's the equivalent of eating an entire credit card every week. The main sources delivering that plastic into our bodies, water, shellfish, beer, and salt. So is it safe? Maybe. Doesn't seem like we're all getting sick. Can't be great, though. Studies authors say, it should be. You should be okay. Here's a list of episodes on TV that changed television. Who Shot JR, the cliffhanger from Dallas? Remember that? And you know what, though? When we finally found out after the summer hiatus, we came back in the new fall season and they showed us Who Shot JR, it was a big nothing. I remember that. It was Kristen that shot JR. Still remember that. Lucy's Pregnancy and I Love Lucy. That was a big deal back then. She was on the cover of TV Guide and everything with that, you know, her pregnancy. I'll Be Seeing You, Henry. I'll Be Seeing You, Henry. That was the name of it. I'll Be Seeing You, Henry. That was on MASH when Henry Blake, Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake, got his discharge. And they just could have let him go and have a happy life at home. But no, they killed him off. His plane crashed. His helicopter crashed. And he died. They wanted to make sure that McLean Stevenson didn't come back. He left to do another TV series. It flopped. But I remember that was a sad episode when Radar comes in and says, I have to report Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake, his helicopter was shot down in the Sea of Japan. Oh, that was terrible. And the final four from season one of Survivor. That was everywhere. Everybody was talking about the final four. Who's going to win the $1 million? Remember that? That was such a big deal. And the guy who won it, Richard, what's his name? Forget his last name, Richard something or other. He never paid his taxes and he went to prison. He said CBS was supposed to pay the taxes. They said, no, CBS is not paying the taxes. All right. We've got some tickets to give away. We're going to give tickets away all this week. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lauren Daigle. She is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on August 9th on the main stage. And we've got a good pair of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. If you want to see Lauren Daigle live on stage Friday, August 9th at the Wisconsin State Fair, you give us a call right now. Get a pair of free tickets there, all right? 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Your chance to win is right now. Give us a call, and I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you. 648 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 2011 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. Summertime. In the sweet summertime. We were in love, oh no, far from it. We were searching for some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could. To the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Working on our night moves.
6:52 at WRJN. Good morning. Cloudy with a high near 40 today. Cloudy, lows around 31 tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Do you believe it? Well, let me check that again. S-U-N-N-Y. Yes, it's sunny. Highs near 42 degrees tomorrow. Now, I warn everybody, and the people who've lived here for a number of years, remember this. On Groundhog Day, in what, 2011? 24 inches of snow. So it does happen. So before you start breaking out the barbecue and all your spring clothing, we can have more snow in the month of February. It does happen. All right, so, but right now, though, we have cloudy sky and 37 degrees, 6:53 at WRJN. Ron Fayola's going to be here this morning talking about Wisconsin supper clubs. That ought to be great. So if you're hungry, you're going to be hungrier by the time we get done with you today. I always love when we talk about food. That's always a great topic with me. Hey, I got a study here. They tested whether people could tell whether someone was flirting with them or not and found we're not very good at it. Only 36% of men, 18% of women could actually tell when someone was flirting with them. 80% of both could tell when somebody was not flirting with them, though. In other words, most of the time when we interact with someone, we're pretty sure they don't like us. True story. I was in my early 20s. As a matter of fact, I was 20 years old. And I got invited to a birthday party for someone I didn't know. The person invited me, I knew. But the birthday person I didn't know, she was a young lady named Ginger. She was 6 years older than me. By the end of the night, she was sitting on my lap with her arm around me, kissing me on the neck. And first of all, she's 6 years older. I was 20. She was 26. So it was like the older woman. And I never put two and two together. And a couple of weeks went by, and our friend said, Ginger wants to know why you haven't called her. I said, call her what? What do you mean, call her? She said she thought, you know, you'd go out. Now, here's an instance where the woman was sitting on my lap, kissing my neck, and I never knew she was flirting with me. What do I know? I didn't know her, and I would, you know, call her. I didn't even know her phone number, but it was her birthday party. And it turns out we went out for 6 months. It was kind of strange because she was 6 years older than I was, and we'd go out to bars, and I don't drink. Went to bars in Manhattan, and the drinking age there in the bar, I think, is 21 years old in Manhattan. At least it was back then. And I was just dreading fear that they'd want to see some ID on me because I couldn't get in, but I never had a problem with it. Anyway, it's 6:54 at WRJN Radio. Here are some reasons to stop drinking diet soda. It causes migraines. The artificial sweeteners can kill your taste buds. Drinking it actually increases your risk for developing diabetes, and it might not even help you lose weight. I was the biggest diet soda drinker. When I used to work here years ago, I used to bring in like two or three bottles of diet soda, diet Pepsi. And everywhere I went, I always had a diet Pepsi with me. And one day my wife said to me, that's not really that good for you. She didn't say I had to stop drinking it. She just said it's not good for you. So I stopped drinking it. All soda. That was 7 years ago. I've never had a soda in 7 years. She just said, I don't think it's good for you. And I think, well, if it's not good for me, you know, and I know it wasn't good for me. You're drinking a bottle of chemicals. I mean, how good can that possibly be? There's nothing natural about diet soda. So I stopped drinking it altogether, and I haven't had a soda in 7 years. I was a big drinker, too. Do I miss it? I don't miss it, but when I'm at, you know, someplace and somebody's drinking a soda or something, I look at it and stare at it. I guess it's like somebody who used to smoke. When somebody blows smoke in your face, you get that, you want that smoke just coming in your face, you can breathe it in. And, you know, I kind of would like to try a diet soda again, but I haven't done it, and I'm not going to do it, so that's that. All right, what else I got for you this morning? Five American companies we trust the most. All right, here's what they say. Amazon was number one. We trust them. I got news for you. You know, Amazon gets some bad press occasionally. People say, well, I didn't get what I wanted. I never had a problem with Amazon. It's amazing how you can order something on your telephone, and 2 days later it's at your doorstep, just like you ordered it. Kellogg's. Ah, Kellogg's of Battle Creek, Michigan. Cornflakes. Got to trust cornflakes. Legos. I guess everybody loves Legos unless you step on one with your bare foot. Then you don't like Legos anymore. Fruit of the Loom. We've been wearing Fruit of the Loom underwear for years. I don't have Fruit of the Loom on now. I got Hanes. Maybe I should switch back to Fruit of the Loom. And Campbell's Soup. On a cold day, you just got done shoveling the snow. When you were a kid, you were outdoors playing in the snow. And your mother said, quick, there's a hot bowl of soup on the table. And it turns out it was Progressive, not Campbell's. No, it was probably Campbell's Soup because my mother made it. But she got the kind, they didn't have that pop-open lid where it was pre-made like chunky soups. This was condensed soup where you had to add water to it. So she'd open up the can, put some water in it, water it down really good. And that's how we had our soup. Nowadays, just pop open the thing and, you know, dump it into the microwave and you're ready to go. Ah, good old days, huh? All right. Hey, coming up in just a few moments here, right after the news, Ron Faola, he's in studio today. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supper Clubs. And the biggest question I get every time I talk about a Wisconsin Supper Club, what is a supper club? Like a diner? No, it's not like a diner. It's nothing like a diner. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. 6:58 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. You stay right here. It's a Civic Media station you're at. Hometown Radio, refreshed. Cloudy with a high near 40 today. Right now it's cloudy and 37 degrees. Stay right where you are. Yes, we will give you another chance to win some Lauren Daigle tickets coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. That's straight ahead. WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM as well.
Sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball coming up at noon on Tuesday. Another edition of Wacky Things Legislators Say in Madison. Join us at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.